Welcome back. It's the Burns and Gambo show right here on the flagship home of the Arizona Cardinals, 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. And we are very happy with all of the changes that we've had around here at the station to be able to welcome into the Burns and Gambo show for his weekly visit with us every Friday at 3 o'clock, the general manager of the Cardinals, Steve Keim, who joins us here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Steve, welcome to the show. How are you doing, man?
Gentlemen, I'm doing fantastic. So excited. 9 years as an NFL GM, and got the news from Scott Sutherland that I am going to be on the afternoon drive with Burns and Gambo, and I have to tell you, I finally made it. After all these years, I finally made it. So anything beyond this point is icing on the cake, and can't tell you how excited I am.
Flattery will get you everywhere on this show, Steve. Flattery will get you everywhere. Just keep it coming. Keep it coming. Yeah, keep it coming. Bring it on.
All right, well, we're all excited about this season, so let's dive right into it. How big of a year is this for Cliff in year three?
Well, I mean, I think it's for all of us. It's a team, number one, as we've always talked about. And expectations are high, not only locally, but I think nationally, and certainly within our building, we feel like we've got a good football team. And I think when you look at the sort of the map to get here, the 3 years that we've been together, and you look at Cliff Kingsbury inheriting a team that obviously needed to improve in a number of areas, roster, discipline, accountability, going from, I think it was 3 wins to 5 wins to 8 wins. And it's no secret. Listen, last year we felt like we had a playoff team. We let it slip through our fingers. And again, as we look back and we looked ourselves in the mirror, and you have to have humility and all those things for self-growth. What are the things that we needed to address? And I feel like in this past offseason, we did that with the roster changes we've made, and certainly feel like we're going to have success this year, guys. And it's going to be a challenging schedule. NFC West is loaded, but at the same time, that's why you're in the business, is for those type of challenges.
What improvements do you need to see out of your head coach for him to come back for a fourth season?
You know, I don't look at it that way. I look at the positives. I think about the things, Gambo, that, you know, the changes that we made with the type of players in that locker room, self-policing our locker room with the accountability stuff. You know, guys like J.J. Watt, A.J. Green, Rodney Hudson, Matt Prater, guys who've been there, they've done it. They've done it at a high level. And holding their teammates accountable, where those young guys that are on the roster, the Zaven Collins of the world, the Rondale Moores, those guys get to a point where their season pros by the middle of the season, because not only have they been in the NFL for a few months, but they've been around true pros. So that, to me, is what's exciting to see. And obviously, you know, the ascension of Kyler Murray, all the things that he's done, going from offensive rookie of the year to the Pro Bowl last year to now all of a sudden, I think, you know, a guy that's going to be in the candidate for MVP in the National Football League, and a guy that I see has continued to make growth.
Steve Keim, general manager of the Cardinals, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show. Cardinals and the Titans coming up Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Every good general manager, every good head coach will say at the beginning of every year, our goal is always to get to the playoffs every single year. Given that you've gone from 3 to 5 to 8 wins, that you were 6-3 last year before the season ended the way it did, is that we expect to make the playoffs a little more true this year than it is for say a typical year in the NFL for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, every year when you look at your football team and you get a feel for the pulse, you know, and I've been a part of teams that have had a lot of success, and I've been a part of teams that, you know, we haven't had a lot of success, and it's been disappointing. And this year, just the feel of the team, the pulse in the locker room, the roster, the way it's constructed, I feel like we have a chance to be a really good football team, but we have to execute, and there's no secret to that. We have to minimize penalties. We have to improve in that area with discipline. And we have to play a physical brand of football to be competitive in the NFC West. So all those things have to come together. That's the way teams gel in this league. But I really do. I feel excited about this team, probably as good as I felt about a team since 2015.
The two-part question about your cornerback room. How big of a surprise was the Malcolm Butler news, and how confident are you in what you have in that room going forward?
Well, I mean, I think it's always a surprise when a player retires, but I have a lot of respect for Malcolm and his decision. But I feel really good about a number of those guys in that room, starting with Byron Murphy, who's also in year three, and I think is a guy who's ready to break out as one of the top corners in the league. He can play outside. He can play inside. He's got a great feel for the game. The one person that we've probably not talked about enough, or maybe you guys have talked about quite a bit, is Marco Wilson, a guy that we traded up in the fourth round to grab him, and maybe was sort of underappreciated through the evaluation process. But he has looked fantastic in camp, in preseason games, practice every day. He lines up against AJ and Hop and Rondale and Kirk, four of the, to me, you know, stronger receivers in the National Football League. So he gets challenged every day and has answered every test so far. We all know the growing pains are coming along as rookies play, whether Tim, Zaven, Rondale, whoever it is. Our third round pick, Rodney Hudson, shouldn't have too many issues, but those guys are gonna be challenged. And but for the most part, everything we've seen from the guy, his mental makeup, his physicality, and his attention to detail has been phenomenal.
Cards GM Steve Keim joins us on a Burns and Gambo show. You added a couple of veterans, right? You resisted the temptation to go make a trade for a veteran who's been injured or hasn't been playing well, sign one of those guys who's missed a lot of games. You had Rasul Douglas and Antonio Hamilton. With the idea that you have the ability to maybe flex one or both of them for this game on Sunday, are you close to making a decision? Do you see one or both of those guys being available for you Sunday?
Yeah, I do. We'll make a decision tomorrow, but both of those guys have played a lot of football. And again, the way the rosters are constructed and the fact that we can have veterans on the practice squad now is really a big benefit for us. And that's the way we've played it. And again, both of those guys have played a lot of football, have a tremendous amount of experience. Rasul's long. He's athletic. He does a great job in press man, does a lot of things that VJ likes to do in this scheme. And Hamilton is a guy that has had a lot of success on special teams. Everybody we talk to through the process of acquiring him, guys who've coached him in the past had really high remarks for him as far as his passion, his love for the game, and his ability to contribute on game day. So both of those guys have a chance, and I would expect that throughout the season we'll see one or both of them at some point.
All right, so you'll get a kick out of this. Yesterday we had a poll question on our Twitter page. It said, which Cardinal will have the biggest impact on the team's win total this season? J.J. Watt, A.J. Green, Zaven Collins, or Rondale Moore? So those four guys were listed. You can't list more than four on these polls, so we put four guys out there. About 10 minutes later, I got a message from one of your players, so I'm not going to say who. He goes, yeah, it's Rodney Hudson. It's neither of those guys. So high on Rodney Hudson. So you've got a lot of new players, but just tell me about the impact you think he'll make.
You know, when you get to know Rodney Gambo, he's got sort of a low-key personality. But make no mistake, this guy is an absolute animal in the field. Really physical inside. You know, the one thing about Kyler, when we look at his history as a quarterback, and for the most part, most quarterbacks, when you start getting leaky pressure, A-gap pressure up the middle of the field, you know, those quarterbacks can struggle. It, you know, makes them obviously jump out of the pocket, not stay within the pocket. You know, it affects their reads and all those different things. So we felt like it was necessary for us to improve inside and get more stout in that area. And once Rodney Hudson became available, you know, obviously jumped on the opportunity with Mike Mayock and made that trade. But Rodney has not only been fantastic physically and still looks like a top center in this league, but his communication, his ability to communicate with the quarterback, letting them know what we're seeing, all the different defenses, the schematic obstacles that people pose with pressure inside, Rodney's seen it all. And is rarely wrong, extremely high football IQ, and solidifying that middle of our offensive line to me was going to be one of the top goals this offseason. And to be able to acquire a guy like Rodney Hudson, I can't tell you how important it was. And I think it's going to pay huge dividends for this football team at the end of the year.
Zaven Collins obviously has a lot going on his shoulders going into this. How much, in terms of the mistakes that a rookie will make that are inevitably going to happen for him, how much wiggle room does he have in the early part of the season to make those mistakes and still stay on the field for you, Steve?
Well, you know, I think it's you know, you got to know the pulse of your team. And again, all young players are going to make some mistakes. Got to have some patience. At the same time, the physical traits that he brings to the table, the physicality, the downhill play, His speed, his athleticism, his ability to match up in coverage are things you can't teach. And the same with Isaiah Simmons. You know, two guys that are young, athletic linebackers. They create major obstacles in the middle of the field with their length and athleticism. And then you throw Jordan Hicks into the fray, a guy who was voted team captain, highly respected, will also be on the field quite a bit. And Vance Joseph's going to have a lot of flexibility to create packages to line up against teams and cater to our players' strengths, which to me is really important.
In an era where college kids, if they don't win a starting job, they just transfer because they don't want to battle and try to win. I give a lot of credit for Jordan Hicks, right? I mean, didn't get the good news that he was going to have a chance to compete for a starting job. We talked, you know, the trade thing was obviously out there. I mean, he must have worked his ass off to be in a position to get all this playing time that Vance is talking about. So give me an idea, you know, how you plan to use him, how much you plan to use him, and just how hard he worked to be, you know, in the good graces of Vance going into the season.
Yeah, I mean, and quite frankly, we were honest with him through the process, and it was because we had such a great deal of respect for him as a person and what he brought to the table in our locker room. And that's the way I view things. I think you got to be honest with these guys and hit them straight between the eyes at times, even when there's things that they don't want to hear. And Jordan Hicks is a true pro. He's handled everything professionally and have a ton of respect for him. And he's also been a great mentor to those two young linebackers, which at times, again, it's no different from a quarterback in a lot of ways that, like Carson Palmer, you should say, John Kitna was so beneficial to his career because he taught him the game. He showed him how to study film. Those things, you can't put a number on how important that is. But Jordan, I think, will also have a strong role in this defense. And Isaiah Simmons' flexibility, his ability to do different things schematically, also gives us the benefit of having Jordan Hicks on the field. Again, catering to strengths, doing things because we know the NFL is a matchup league. Teams are going to try to expose you and find where the matchups are. And because of that flexibility, I think it's going to be a huge benefit for us and Vance Joseph to do different things schematically this fall.
Steve, safe travels this weekend. We appreciate the time. We're glad to have you on board. Thanks for coming on for a few. We appreciate it.
Man, what an honor. Burns and Gambo, man. I still got to pinch myself.
You've made it to the big time. You finally made it to the big time.
Oh, stop it. See you, Steve.
Appreciate you guys.